Yesterday in healing class, the Lord had me to share with us the a word that says, where are the miracles in the church? It says signs and wonders and miracles should happen, and we have a good message. And I look back at a lesson I taught. I'm just picked up the paper on where it came from. And it says healing class 2010. Ooh, what a word. And I said, Lord, I should have been living in that 10 years ago. Where is the word in action? So be a doer of the word. Make up your mind. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to change anything that's not like God. I need you to come. I need both of you to come down. Hallelujah. And hear the word of the Lord. Now, for every one of us who are born again, you need to know that you know that the devil doesn't like you at all. Amen? He can't love you because there's no love in him. It's all lies. If he were to say he loves you, you know that would be a lie. Amen? Amen? Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen? And so let's look at the next scripture. And this is the one that the Lord just rose up in my spirit. And I was listening to Kenneth Hagin, and then the Lord started talking to me about some things. And this is what he said. I want Luke 22, 31 and 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. And then another translation says, let me see. The contemporary English version says, Jesus said, Simon, Simon, listen to me. Satan has demanded the right to test each one of you as a farmer does as he separates the wheat from the husk. But Simon, I have prayed that your heart will be strong. And when you have come back to me, help the others. And this is where we come down to where I'm circling, Lord. Where do I go from here? How do I do this? And I was praying today in the sanctuary. And when I come in to pray in the sanctuary, I worship the Lord. I pray, and sometimes I'll ask him, Lord, who should I pray for? What should I pray for? Other times he'll just bring up people and situations to pray for. So I think it was Monday, a friend of mine, he brought up that person's siblings and hadn't thought about some of them in a long time, and I'm praying for them. Same thing yesterday, brought up somebody in my mind and praying for all the family, the cousins and all. So as I was praying this morning, the Lord started talking to me, and he brought you up and your family up. And he brought you, Tez and Sheena, and your family up. And so this is what he told me to do, is to give you this word from him. And he says to tell you, and that's for all of us, he says, but specifically for these two families, that Satan, put that scripture back up. Well, that's all right. You can put it up so they can see it. But that Satan has desired to shift you as wheat. And as a contemporary English version says, that Satan has demanded the right to test each one of you as a farmer does when he separates the wheat from the husk. You know, you hear me say that a lot. I grew up on a farm, and we used to get the corn and shuck it. My dad had a grist mill. And a grist mill is what they use to grind the corn up into cornmeal. So whenever we got ready to grind that, we had to shuck that corn. We had to get it off the cob, but then it had all that little white stuff in it. And you had to blow and fan and blow and get all of that stuff out so it would be ready. So that farmer gets his wheat ready, and he gets all of that stuff out. And so listen to me now. You two would do well to sit side by side. But the Lord says, I need y'all right here, because I'm going to talk to you, and the rest of the people are going to listen. the Lord says, as I was praying, he said, you'll come to a pivotal point and everything might not be exactly for each one of you. So you pick out what's for you and you pick out for what's you. And I surely picked out a lot that's for me. But he said, you have come to a pivotal point in your life. In some places you are tight. And you are tight, and he's just telling me these things now. He said, because I said, well, Lord, what am I going to say? What am I going to tell? He said, you won't know till you get ready to say it. He said, but some places you are tight, and you're really tight with me. You know, you like buddy-buddy with me. And then some places, I don't hardly know you. I hadn't seen you since last year, so to speak. And he said, Satan desires to rip you apart. He desires to pull you away from me. He desires to get you so busy or so uptight about things or so frustrated with things or so whatever with things that you don't have time to be uptight with me. He said, the devil is not worth being uptight with. The devil is not worth your time of day except for walking on him and stomping on his head and rebuking him and telling him to flee from you. He said, I've called you. I have gifted you. I have special assignments for you.